Well, it was a bit nerve-wracking, wasn't it, for quite a long time there. We went at our best for a lot of the game, and to get something out of it, it's quite pleasing, actually. I mean, we didn't play the cricket we'd like to play here, a pretty good surface, and I don't think we really turned up. So that's disappointing, but to get a draw out of it is quite pleasing.
When you went with 72 for yourself, I think it was 17, 18 overs to go with three batsmen left, how confident were you?
I saw yesterday about first innings from the other end, so I was a little bit of faith there, but it's one of those, you know, it's a guy's put in a lot of time and effort in the nets and you just hope that it repays itself. So it's really pleasing to see the guys battle out at the end there, and some strong character showing.
Is this the first performance where you've dropped a little bit below the par, that you say?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we'll look back and say why that happened. Maybe a bit of time off and lost a bit of momentum, who knows. But, there was stuff where if we'd taken our catches at crucial times, then that might have changed the game. And then when someone scores 400 against you, a bit weary, and then they get on top. So it happens. And to sort of, as I said, to get a draw out of it when we won our best is good character, I think.
You're in good nick at the moment, aren't you? 109 and then 72 in this game.
Yeah, I think I needed the break, actually, so saying that. There's been a lot of cricket, which has sort of come thick and fast, and nice to just refresh the batteries and go again.
And as a captain, pleased with the way that you managed to marshal the troops, I suppose? I don't know if you said anything to the batsmen going out.
Yeah, look, I mean, we just said, today that we're very capable of getting 400 plus on that surface. Take it, we weren't sort of saying, right, let's go for it. Let's just bat like we would in the first innings and see where we get to, really. As it was, we were never in a position to challenge to get anywhere near the score. But, guys showed, I thought Weatherly and guys like that put up, some really sort of important little knocks there. Joe Denley, Sean Dixon. Obviously they'd like to have gone on, but, some good time. I'm spending in the middle there.
And a word for Matt Coles and Mitch Clayton as well, perhaps not expected to occupy the crease for very long. You said about Yasser, who did so well in the first innings, but those two guys showed a real responsibility.
Coles, he came in and he was brilliant. All of them actually, coming in there. I thought everyone sort of came in and showed good application today. And that way, I think if you're going to go on and win a title or get promoted, little sort of points like this where you get sort of where you don't lose games and you continue that momentum is quite important, actually. To stay unbeaten was really important. Colsey, everyone who showed a bit of character there today was it's important going forward, and I think we will improve again, for the game at Worcester.
And what did you say to Matt Coles as he came out? Because obviously his natural instinct is to swing and swing hard, but he was really conservative with his shots.
Yeah, he was. Look, I think obviously Walks probably had a chat to him before he went out there as well. But he knew the situation, and it's and he responded to it. We know he can play in a very positive way, but it was a case today of going down a few gears and playing within himself. So that was pleasing to see. And he's got a first class 100 by his name. We do bat all the way down. Mitch would be pleased with that. So he's, after the first innings where he sort of walked around a straight one, I didn't have much hope, but he looked really good there. So it showed a lot of character today.
And going on to that game at Worcester, the way that the games have fallen, obviously the way the table is now, that looks like a big one. How big is it for you?
Yeah, look, there's still a lot of cricket to play. If we start winning again, that'd be nice, and to really sort of get the points difference between sort of second, third and fourth would be crucial, I think. But look, we want to go and win this championship, and we're definitely setting our goal on that.
How important might Yasser Shah be as well? Because New Road's known for being a little bit dusty, maybe taking a bit of turn.
Yeah, well, they've signed Nathan Lyon as well, haven't they? So a bit of a sort of a battle between the overseas spinners might be interesting. But yeah, look, I don't know what we should have prepared. We obviously didn't play there last year. So we'll see what happens. But they've had a pretty good start to the year.
And still unbeaten. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels really good. Feels really good, actually. It was nerve-wracking as anything up there. But it is important. People might say it's only 5 points, but I think it sort of means a lot more than that.